That's good. Anything else there that...
No.
Oh, that's kind of a fancy saddle, isn't it?
Yes, didn't look like mine.
Yeah, it's hard to... What is it that a cowboy would use to go out catching things? That
lariat.
Okay, what do you, they always call it a lariat or...
Rita.
Would they call it a rope or just a lariat or...
Lariat.
Okay, I see. Were there other types of ropes that were used by cowboys or ranchers?
Think.
Okay. What about a farm? Around the farm, you may use something to lift loads or dirt or something. It has two handles, and you sort of push it around.
Wheelbarrow.
You had one of those?
Yes.
Okay. What would grains, if you were buying grain, what would it come in?
Sacks.
Okay. Were there different types of sacks?
No, this burlap.
Did they ever call that a gunny sack or
something? Yeah. Gunny sack or burlap.
It was the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. What would you call a boat with oars?
Canoe.
Okay. Okay. Would you ever call that a rowboat or is that something? Or are you not familiar
I
with
think
that?
There's a difference between a canoe and a rowboat.
Okay. All right. What do you call these things that you use, you know, to hit an animal with? Or
whip.
Okay. Are there different kinds?
Well, there's a bull whip.
That's what, a great big one?
Yeah.
What about, is that like a black snake?
Yeah, black snake, the same thing.
Any smaller or bigger, or you mentioned the big ones, any small ones?
Buggy whip,
okay. How about what something you might just use on a horse as you're riding it? Have you ever heard of a quirt?
Yeah.
Is that what they would call it?
Yeah, that's what they would call them.
Maybe I can get you to pronounce that for me.
Quirt.
Okay, great. What about if your farm implements became dull? What would you use to?
File.
You use a file?
There's another thing you use to grindstone.
Okay. Now, a grindstone, did that turn?
Mm-hmm. You turn it.
By hand?
Yes.
And if you were sawing logs or sawing wood, what would you use to prop the wood up on?
Sawhorse.
Okay, were there different types?
I don't know.
Okay. You know, was it shaped like an X or like an A?
Yes.
Like an X? I see. Okay. Now, you mentioned, we've talked a little about where you keep the animals. Are there any other outbuildings that we haven't talked about? For example, did the house have indoor plumbing?
Mine did, finally. I got it plumbed.
But did they, in the old days, what did they call those buildings if you didn't have indoor plumbing?
Outhouse.
They call that the outhouse. Any cute terms they might have used?
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right. What about, were there other types of enclosures for animals? Or storage buildings?
Granary.
Okay, the granary. Oh, yeah, and you mentioned to me where you kept ice.
Ice house.
Where was the ice house? Where would that have been?
Well, it was quite a little ways from the house, but it was just a hole in the ground. Some of them put roofs over, and we didn't, this one.
How did you keep the ice from melting?
We packed it in straw. Straw, or some of them used coal slack, some of them used sawdust, but we used just straw.
And the ice would last throughout the year?
Sometimes it'd run out toward the last, depending on how long the warm weather stayed on.
How did you gather the ice?
They sawed it off the river in blocks about
2.5 feet long?
Yeah, square.